on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Looking forward to today's Tuesday meeting at Seymour. Warren Huntley joins us to dissect the meeting. We've had a few well backrunners today, Warren. Good morning to you. How do you see the meeting overall?
Well, I like it at this stage, Michael. Obviously, big fields, particularly with the number of emergencies that we're having at this stage, so a number of scratchings to filter through, but still decent field sizes and very competitive racing, just hoping that the track plays well. I don't think it's been playing as disappointingly. It's obviously had its issues, the Seymour track. I think in recent times, just with those meetings being spaced, it seems to be playing pretty well.
Well, it's a soft six track condition at this point in time, and the rail's in the true. So on recent meetings, how do you see it playing today with the rail in the true?
Look, I think it plays reasonably fairly, and tempo and talent, I think, have been the main factors. Obviously, just keeping an eye on the surface, because it has lacked a little bit of substance, and there's been a bit of kickback. But there's, as I said, they're spacing the races, and this time of year is not good for consolidation or growth, but seems to be playing reasonably fairly. I think this session of racing at Seymour has been the fairest it's been in recent times.
All right, well, let's get into today's meeting. We'll have a chat to Simon Zara when we get him on the line. The first race, though, is the three-year-old Maiden over 1,300 metres, and the scratchings here are 11, 16 and 17. Ryan's Girl is the favourite at $3.80. Galgani's at $5. High Fashion, $5.50. They're the three in the market, but there are other runners given chances in the first.
That race at Noe seems to be the keen form reference that a number of these horses come through, in particular Ryan's Girl, Galgani and Anacita, also Sippity Sup coming through that race. Siding with Ryan's Girl, she just needs a bit better luck. She doesn't have a lot of early speed, but she hopefully if she begins cleanly, she can balance up somewhere midfield or so here. She was best of the closers out of that group in the race at Maui and probably didn't get the luck at a crucial stage. And you could argue that she's been unlucky on more than one occasion this campaign. So going to go with 12 ahead of 3. Anacita, who was on debut, did some work to get to a forward spot and battled on really well. Should be better for the experience and fitter, and you would think would roll forward again and give a sight. Through the same race, Galgani. There was good money for Galgani, number 8, on that occasion. Got in behind the speed, battled on okay. Maps for a similar run here. And I'll put 6 Fay Presto in as next best, a debutant from the Graham Begg stable and a horse that's shown talent and a little bit of strength weight at the end of a recent jump out. 1,300 metres, probably a good kick-off point. 12, 3, 8, 6.
12, 3, 8 and 6 in the first race. Number 2 has got one of the big spruik horses of the meeting having its first start. We can take out 11, 16 and 17. And I speak of Fly Nostra, which has been heavily back. Craig Williams making the journey to Seymour to ride. It's into $2.30. And Warren, we're lucky enough to get Mick Kent Jr. on to give us a little bit of inside information about Fly Nostra this morning. Good morning, Mick. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys.
Craig Williams to head out for one road on a Tuesday, Mick, is probably a feather in your cap to start with. Let's see what happens race day. But what was it, do you think, in particular that was luring Craig, or I suppose more importantly, what are your expectations today?
So Craig's not normally one of our riders, but he's got a friend in this horse, and he got word of its first jump out where she went good, and he gave me a phone call, and I said to the boss, Craig wants to ride this horse. He said, yeah, no worries. So Craig rode her in her second jump out, which she won again, and he was happy to go and ride her today. So he's really excited about the filly, and hopefully she can kick off on a winning note.
You've been there with a debutante in recent times in Pinkham, who was well supported and won well. From a racing style, what are we expecting from Flying Nostra today?
Look, ideally we would have drawn an inside barrier. We could have ride a race on her, but she's drawn a bit wide. So we've given Craig free rein. He can roll forward if he wants to. She's got, she's a bit versatile. You know, she's funny. We're very thankful to Lenever Park and Luke Banishlew, who gave us the filly. She's a new acquisition to the stable. And she rides like very leggy, but it sort of surprised us. She's got good talent, good speed. And if Craig wants to, she can roll forward. And hopefully she owns the race. And she's definitely got the talent to win. But in saying that, she's going to be much better in 6 months' time.
Brazen Force is your other runner, with Flying Nostro going around in race 2 and Brazen Force goes around in race 3. been gelded and notification through had a tie forward operation since the most recent run. How's he coming to hand?
Yeah, happy with him. He's had a really good preparation, lovely snooze. Nothing's gone wrong. He's fit enough to run well today. Definitely patchy pain source is very hard to beat. Awkward draw, but we sort of wanted to get him going, especially on a soft six, not too bad today. So if he can begins well, he'll probably roll forward and just sort of, you know, he's had that tie forward operation. So you don't like to hold those horses up and you want to sort of keep them flowing, and that'll be the plan with him. So he can run well, but expect him to improve for the run.
Who would you have the highest expectations from today?
Yeah, the filly in the first. She's a lovely filly. She's shown, you know, above average ability. But in saying that, it's never easy to win on debut. But we hope she does. You know, she's done everything right so far. She's very professional, and we love training her. So fingers crossed for all the owners.
Stable's having a great run at the moment. Mick, good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck today, Michael. It's good to get that insight from Michael Kent Jr. there, because it has been heavily back. Warren, are you in the flying Nostra camp from what you've seen at the jump outs?
I've got her in the numbers, Michael, but look, I love what I've seen at the most recent jump out, in particular of number 13, Unblushing, from the Cummings stable. She can make her own luck from that draw. There's already winning form out of the most recent jump out, and at the odds, certainly for me, I'd be leaning to having something on 13, Unblushing, each way. Had a 14 Yes Yes Baby, who was disappointing last start. Blinkers come off, has had a nice jump out in between. Also, Trent Buffett, talking to you earlier on, Michael, thought that Bring It Bella would go to the races and run well first up, and I agree. I thought that recent jump out was most encouraging. I've got Flying Nostra in the mix. I just wasn't sure how to line her up. It is out of that shoot start, so maybe not a real penalty for that wider draw, but respect the money from the stable, but thought she was under the odds. 13, 14, 15 and 5.
13, 14, 15 and 5 for Warren in race number 2. Race number 3, the 3-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres. Got an odds on favourite here. We can take out 5, 7, 10, 14, 16 and 18. A clever cut. Noel Callow for Patrick Payne is into $1.85. Brazen Force, we just heard from Mick Kent Jr. at $5. Ar Chevalier is at $5.50. Hayrick Lane, a first starter here, is at $10, the next best in the market. Well, there have been scratchings, but this has been heavily backed into $1.85. Only two racetrack appearances for two good runs. Do you think it wins today, Warren?
Look, it probably does, but I'm happy to take short odds about a Patrick Payne train runner today, but I'm happy to watch this race. I thought that Clever Cut probably wins. The two runs today have been good in two separate preparations, has been here and run well at his first start, and then probably just a bit vulnerable late with Inside Edge having that camp behind the on-speed horses last start. Both runs here at Seymour. I'm with 4 as the most likely winner, but I think there's been some talent from some debutants here, in particular number 2, Banjo Shark, trialled up nicely at Cranbourne recently against horses that are better than maiden grade. Like what I've seen at the jump outs from numbers 12, Hayrick Lane, and 13, Nora, and sometimes without really being tested. But I think they move nicely and they look like they're ready to go to the races and run well. But hard to beat Clever Cut, but I don't want to take the short odds. 4-2, 12, 13.
4-2, 12 and 13 in race number 3. Race number 4, the scratchings here are 1, 5, 9, 15, 18 and 20. Rip City is the favourite here, and its price for Leon and Troy Corson's is at $3.40. Raise the Summit's at $5. We then go down to Wife Free Zone, which is at $5.50. By Wanted out of Isolation, interestingly named. And then we go down to Mangalore Lad at $8. Who are you with here, Warren?
Not a lot of confidence here, Michael. We get a little bit more enthusiastic as we get into the program. There was really good money for number 6, Wife Free Zone, on debut. It was a Saturday provincial meeting at Echuca, but ran very well. And blinkers go on here, firmer ground. I'm going to go with Wife Free Zone, but I'll be watching this race. Put 12 Raise the Summit in as a horse that's got race fitness, can map for a reasonable run, and comes through the race that I referenced with Mick Kent Jr. behind Pinkham here at Seymour. That's a good form reference, but was safely beaten on that occasion. But I don't think there's any Pinkhams in this field. 8, Casino Princess has trialled up nicely enough to resume, gets the services of Dan Stackhouse, which is a plus at the moment. I put 13, Shijuku, in his next best, just ahead of Rip City. Just wasn't sure where Rip City got to from the draw, but certainly could win, and I wouldn't be surprised. Very even race for me, Michael. 6, 6, 12, 8, 13.
6, 12, 8, and 13, race number 4. Race 5 on the 9 race program is a benchmark 50 yard over the mile. Take out 7, 10, 11, and 12. Taco Tiger is the favourite at $2.90. Johnny Allen, Dave, Johnny Allen rides for Dave Eustace and Kira Maher. Luna's Knit is at $3.90. And then we go down to Dixie Build at $5.50. They're the three in the market. Warren, where do you see the winner coming from?
I think Luna Snick with the blinkers going on, the horse to beat here. She was good 3-star to go behind Brazen Song in a good form race at Geelong. I just don't think she handled the synthetic 2-star to go, and then she was much better here in benchmark 64 grade last start. It's a drop in grade here, gets the blinkers on, stays on the turf. I thought she was the one to beat. 9, Luna Snit. Ahead of 3, Dixie Built, who'll roll forward and give a sight, nice and fit, and continuing to race well. Is Donny's Goods been a little bit slowly away in recent times? Just a clean getaway from an inside draw would have Is Donny's Goods in a beautiful spot here. And I'll put 4 Taco Tiger in as next best. He certainly improved first run to second run, but he did strike a very suitable race at Swan Hill last start. He could win, but I think he's a little bit under the odds. I think 9's the one to beat. 9, 3, 2, 4.
9, 3, 2, and 4 in the fifth for Warren. We'll take a quick break on the other side of this. We'll come back with the Seymour Quaddie.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Victorian Form Preview looking at Seymour today. We're up to the first leg of the Quaddie, which is race number 6. It jumps at 3 o'clock today. The scratchings are 1 and 7. Unfair Dismissal is the favourite at $4.20. Blonde's Day at $4.80. Song Brocade is at $5. Pindy Pride's at $6. And then Crash Cranick is at $7.50. So there's an omen cricket quinella here. Warren, I'm not sure how much of a cricket tragic you are, but who do you like in the first leg of the Quaddie?
Yeah, I'm going with Pindy Pride here, Michael, number 3. I thought that the runs back this campaign have been good. She will be fitter for those 2 runs. She generally takes a couple of runs to strike a little bit of form. And I think in particular the improvement she showed first up to second up behind Away Cruising and De Niro at Maui last start, with De Niro coming out and winning impressively at Sandown last week. To me, that's a good form reference for a horse that we can back each way. So 3 each way for me, Pindy Pride ahead of 2, Unfair Dismissal. It's been a long time since the first win, but both these horses drop in grade from benchmark 64 and off the back of good runs to get to 58 grade here in suitable races. So they're the 2 numbers for me, the key runners, 3 each way ahead of 2. Thought 15, Song Brocade, probably just the flying a little bit high last start. She hadn't been a regular winner, but just a bit the way the race shaped up didn't suit her at benchmark 78 level last start behind Grand Deflora. This is a much more suitable race for Song Brocade. And 6, Blonde's Day Out, who probably gets back in the field from that draw, but will be strong late. 3 each way ahead of 2, 15 and 6.
3 each way, 2, 15 and 6 in the first leg of the Quaddie. The second leg is a benchmark 58 over 1,400 metres. We can take out 1, 7, 10, 13, 19 and 20. The favourite here, iRuby, is at $5.50, so it's $5.50 the field, a tricky leg. Muller's at $6.50, Monumental Lady $7.50, Stay Awake $8. How many do you think we need to guarantee the second leg of the Quaddie, Warren?
I think I'm putting in 4 in this leg, Michael. And again, I'm happy to play each way here with number 12, Natter. I like the way she's come back. Her first up run was good. She was actually solid 2 starts ago behind Tatunka, who's racing so well and has been able to progress through the grades this campaign. That was at benchmark 64 grade. So was her run last start here at Seymour. And although she ran 10th of 11, it was actually merit in her performance. She covered a bit of ground. This is a much more suitable race for her. Fitter with recent racing, around about $10 each way. I'll be playing with number 12, Natter, ahead of 11. iRuby, who's one of the stablemates from the Alet and Zara camp, gets the blinkers on. No real excuses last start. Was a bunch finish behind the winner, but ran well. 16, Moolah, I think raced herself back into a bit of fitness last start. Comes across from that wider draw, rides the speed. Well, have a little bit of an idea of the pattern here, but that's her best go, is getting out to around this trip and getting into her bubble out the front. She's hard and fit. She can do that now. And stablemate to iRuby in Stay Awake, who was disappointing last start, but gets the blinkers on and maps for a nice run. 12 each way, out of 11, 16 and 5.
12 each way, 11, 16 and 5. Race number 8 is over 1,200 metres. We can take out 3, 4, 7, 8, 10, 13, 15 and 20. Flirting is the favourite. Lockie Neindorf here for Anthony Friedman at 2.15. Piera is at $3.80. And then we're down to Megamia at 6.50 and then $10 plus the remainder. The top two in the market are clearly the favourites here. Yet they've only both won one start each, but they do look to have the class on their rivals. How do you see this race?
Yeah, I think one of them will probably win here. I'm going to throw number 5, Hey Cliffy, into to McQuaddy, and number 12, Megamia. But I'm with Pereira, who's been solid two runs back this campaign. Jump outs going into this preparation were very good. I think Maps for a really good run. Flirting is going well. Hind concussion plates go on today, but that's not necessarily a major issue. Was good last start from back in the field behind Beatrix, who's run well in stronger company subsequently. So that form's good. Haycliffe is an interesting runner. He was very well backed on debut and then was beaten by High Stranger. Then he came out and won. I thought he did enough, resuming behind Young Liam, who's a fast horse, and 1,000 metres is certainly not the wheelhouse, I suppose, for Haycliffe. Fitter, a previous second-up winner, and up to 1,200 metres here. And haven't seen a recent jump out for number 12, Megamia, but the first-up record is good, and at this distance should be very strong late. Dan Stackhouse riding for Dita Clark. I thought she might be worth including. She'll definitely be strong late. But 16 and 14, the key runners, but I want a little bit of insurance in the quaddie. 16, 14, 5, 12.
16, 14, 5 and 12 in race number 8. And the last of 9 comes up at 4.30. Benchmark 58 over 1,000 metres. We can take out 2, 3, 9, 11, 12, 14, 18 and 20. And Warren, I think a lot of punters are pinning their day on Mountain Ibis in the last. Got to carry 62 kilos, but it's been well backed into $1.95. Clear-cut favourite for Paddy Payne, Billy Egan. Pearl Princess is at $5.50 and Royal Tykes at $7.50.
And I think it should be winning. I think it's a nice horse. Loved what it did first up. He was terrific first up. Catadudes won twice subsequently out of that race. And the sectional times I use, courtesy of punting form for the provincial meetings, ran the quickest last 800, 400, 600 and 200 of the day. Had a lovely tick over jump out since. Looks to be good speed in this race. I think you only need Billy Egan to just make sure he gets that clear galloping room from the inside draw. But with good speed in the race, that should happen. And I think he'll win. Number one, Mountain Ibis ahead of 7, Royal Tyke, who's going very well and rides the speed from that wider barrier draw. 4, Pearl Princess has jumped out okay to resume here. Wider barrier draw's been a little bit made easier for the scratchings. And 5, Pembroke Castle, who's also jumped out nicely to resume and perhaps not as big a task from that draw with the scratchings. But we do come out of the shoot start here. I'm keen on 1, best of the day, and a complete standout ahead of 7, 4 and 5.
All right, one, the standout of the day, and it sounds like in the 1 to 10 of good things and confidence that this is getting up towards the 10 mark with Mountain Ibis, is it, Warren?
Yeah, look, you referenced the 62 kilos, but they're high minimums nowadays. You go down and look at horses that have got 58 kilos and you'd think he's got about 10 lengths on them. So I'm not concerned about the weight. I love the little tick over jump out in between. Just got to get that clear galloping room from the inside draw. So, yeah, very high level of confidence for me, Michael, and that standout for the day, race 9, number 1. A few I like at value through the day, but I've settled on race 7, number 12, Natta, as my value. For the quaddie, first leg 2, 3, 6 and 15. Second leg 5, 11, 12 and 16. Third leg numbers 5, 12, 14 and 16. Home with numbers 1 and 7, just throwing Royal Tyke in there as a little bit of insurance. And my player today is an all-up with my value and my best bet. So all-up each way, race 7, number 12, Natta, into race 9, number 1, Mountain Ibis, the win.
Oh, we love that, Warren. Love a little all up. Beautiful. Good punting today. Fingers crossed we can get those good things home.
Thanks, Michael.